Alaska's Lieutenant Governor Byron Mollette has denied a proposed ballot initiative designed to offer greater protections for salmon habitat from mining or other development. The group Stand for Salmon proposed an initiative requiring water quality standards in Andromeda's fish streams and giving the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game greater authority to deny a development project if it would harm or alter salmon streams. Assistant Attorney General Elizabeth Bacalar recommended against certifying the initiative. In an opinion, she wrote the proposed bill would deprive the legislature of its exclusive discretion to allocate state assets among competing needs. Supporters of the measure were hoping to gather signatures and get the proposal on a statewide ballot. One of the initiative's sponsors, Mike Wood of the Susitna River Coalition and Sioux Salmon Company, was disappointed.
Since statehood, we had a very strong fish habitat permitting system. It's been whittled away from administration to administration over the years in favor of industry and development. And we're just trying to restore it back to where it was originally intended, to have some teeth and not to stop projects, but to be sure to give everybody on both sides assurance that if development happens, it will happen in a way that will not impact our fish resource.
Mollette's decision can still be appealed. Wood says the group may look to challenge the state's decision in court.